I'm also curious about the choroidal met. Did you actually look at it yourself?
I'll admit I didn't. I'm not a very good internist anymore, I'm afraid. So I looked at the beautiful pictures my ophthalmologist put in the medical record for me. It really was impressive, but I admit I did not pull out my scope.
I was just kind of curious, did it get better? Did the ophthalmologist say it got better?
Completely. It actually, there was basically a CR by his assessment. It was remarkable.
And that
I
was
should
with chemo.
clarify, for the carbopemetrexed, there was a nice reduction, and her vision actually went back to normal. Didn't quite resolve on serial ophthalmologic exams, but on crizotinib, there was actually a clinical CR. The ophthalmologist said, "I don't see it anymore." It was really kind of a neat case that way.
Except probably, did she have any of the visual things that you see with crizotinib, incidentally?
You know, that's actually, I don't know off the top of my head. I always warn patients about the little floaters on the peripheral vision, and I don't remember if she had them or not.
I just wonder if she was going to the ophthalmologist anyhow, if he picked up on that, because I'm always curious about what that is and why people have it. But in any event, the other thing that this case brings up that we've kind of heard whiffs of over the years is the particular sensitivity to pemetrexed to ALK disease. Is that really a reality? I mean, this lady did great with pemetrexed and carbo.
Yeah, I know. Ever since Colorado published those data, I have to say, in my practice, these are my long-term pemetrexed responders. It's really kind of gratifying. And so, again, I think there's some conjecture. There's some TS, thymidylate synthetase differences in ALK patients. I don't know mechanistically why that would be, but I definitely clinically have seen these really nice pemetrexed maintenance responses. And that's why I felt comfortable leaving her on chemo, saying, "I have an ALK inhibitor in my back pocket. You're tolerating it well. Let's ride this wave to its completion."
Right. So she does really well on the chemotherapy, and then she has disease progression. You put her on crizotinib. She has a great response to the crizotinib. Any tolerability issues at all with the crizotinib?
She tolerated beautifully. Actually, you know, a lot of patients do have at least some mild GI symptoms that we wind up having to manage more often in the first couple of months or so, but she actually tolerated beautifully. She went back to the gym, even as a 77-year-old, really a fit and a patient who did very well on crizotinib.